special key and plays a little melody.
Alright, yeah, I know that that last one wasn't about phones in any way, shape, or form, but he does say, like, I'm the operator with the pocket calculator, so, you know, there's something to it. I stand by, I also like that song. I don't think that's my favorite version, but it's a good song. Can't argue there. Yes, so I did some research, like I promised, and I did find the movie that I was thinking of, and that movie is Contact, 1997 drama/sci-fi, 63% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.4 on IMDb. I feel like usually, yeah, thanks for teasing me about saying any shape or phone. I know, haha. I got a text. Anyway. Yeah, so I believe what happens in the movie, one of the first broadcasts to leave Earth's ionosphere, because in order for an electromagnetic, it needs to get into space, and then once it's in space, it's fine, because there's nothing to stop it once it's in space. The problem is really getting the signal to space. So, in the movie, the signal that gets into space first is the 1936, I think it's 36, Olympics in Berlin, and the first thing that the aliens see or hear is Hitler. I don't know if that really had an impact on the plot. I watched it senior year in a really cool sci-fi class, and I just got really weird deja vu talking about that class, but it must have been like freshman year, so just like on air, that is, and just like yeah, it was a very fun class. Sci-fi in literature and film, I believe, was the full name. But yeah, basically the aliens find our signal, and according to the article I was just reading, they probably wouldn't be able to understand anything being said or see anything, but they would definitely be able to see the signal or detect it if they had the right technology and be like, oh, this is advanced technology, this is probably intelligent life, random quasars probably wouldn't look like this. These quasars also generate I really want to know more about astronomy. It's one of my favorite, like, you know, reading topics. Let's see, what else does this article have to say? Or let's go to the Wikipedia page for Contact, the movie, without spoiling too much. It's a film adaptation of Carl Sagan's 1985 novel by the same name. What else have we got? A SETI scientist who finds strong evidence of extraterrestrial life and is chosen to make first contact. What's up with the Hitler broadcast? So they start getting a sequence of prime numbers sent from the star system Vega, some 26 light years away. They're like, oh, what's this? And then the National Security Council. So the main character's team discovers a video hidden in the signal, which is Adolf Hitler's opening address at the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin, which means that they must have seen it first to come from us. And that's a pretty cool way to say, like, hey, we're picking up what you're putting down. We're hearing you loud and clear. We're reading you. And then there's, and then they also find, like, a lot of data. But what's the data mean? You'll have to watch the movie to find out. It's pretty cool. From what I'm starting to remember from reading the Wikipedia article, I enjoyed it for sure. What else did we watch in that? We watched Metropolis, which was very cool. Old black and white silent film from like the 20s. The first sci-fi film. And what else did we watch? We went and saw one of the Star Wars movies in theaters. That was cool. Wild, they're making new Star Wars movies. Wow, I've been doing that for so long. Anyway, our radio and TV broadcasts have reached approximately 200. Was it 200 or 200? No. 200 light years away in like a radius from Earth. So that's like, you know, a pretty good range. Ooh, let's see. Is this gonna work? Hey Siri, how many stars are there within 200 light years? Turns out light years and stars are not compatible units. Thanks, Siri. I reckoned as much. How many stars are within 200 light years? Wow, one-third of the stars visible with the naked eye lie within 250 light years. That's pretty cool. And there are 133 within 50 light years of us. So that's like, let's see, there are 511 stars within 100 light years. And you gotta think that, like, as you go out, that number has to increase exponentially because it's a circle, a sphere. And that's what the volume is, like, pi r cubed over times 4/3. Maybe? That sounds right. Here's a song about calling aliens, actually. Wow. I wasn't sure if I was gonna play it or not. It's not really on telephone theme. And it's not, it's the MD hour now, technically. But you know what? It's finals week. # treat yourself. Oh, and the birds, it's spring, and everything's green, and the flowers smell really good. Two nights ago, we were talking about smelly trees, and we were talking about how unpleasant the smell of crab apple trees are. And I was like, yeah, no, there's one right across the street, because one of the people in my house wasn't familiar with the smell of a crabapple tree flower and crabapple tree in bloom. So we're like, all right, it's right across the street, let's go. And then we went outside and I was like, oh, and there's a lilac bush right here. And then we all just did a little bit of trespassing, sniffed some flowers. I was like, and that's a cherry tree. And thanks, Mom, for telling me what all the flowers were and which ones smell good. It's so exciting. I haven't had spring since freshman year, so that's like 2 years. You know, spring's a really good season. It's a bummer to miss a spring. It's good to be back. I mean, it's not really, New Zealand's really cool. I'm very excited to see spring in New Zealand someday. but that's a different story. This here, did I even say what songs I played? I played No Reply by the Beatles, She May Call You Up Tonight by The Left Bank, then Pocket Calculator by Kraftwerk, and I think I've said the rest. This is Claw 2, calling occupants of interplanetary craft, probably not using a telephone, but that's besides the point. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This is Mellow Max with Highly Recommended and the WMFO Music Department Radio Hour, 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 Hour.
We'll be right back.
All right. And now I believe I really ought to get on with the music department radio hour. It's a pretty funky echo. Am I right? Wow. Oh, actually, no. Before I do that, I found a song today, which I... Oh, should I save it? I can't save it for next week. I need to play it now. I was listening to Genesis on Spotify, and it was, and then like the song that I was listening to ended, and it was just auto playing, and this song came on by Can, and I'd heard of Can, unless I'm confusing them with Egg. I think they're a German krautrock band, and this song is so cool. It's really pretty stupid, but it's just very, I like it a lot. It's called Turtles Have Short Legs.
No.
Well, that was pretty cool. That was J.W. Francis with Too Fast. And before the end, that is being released along with another single on the 12th. And before that was Break of Dawn by Stephen Kay and the Bounty Hunters. And country's fine and all, but I don't know. I feel like most of it's such a tight formula. In order to have something stand out, it has to really kind of stand out. But J.W. Francis, that's quote-unquote bedroom pop. Or maybe he's just a pop artist in his bedroom. He has cool YouTube videos. He sent me some of his music previously in earlier days. And coming up next, we're going to listen to an alt-pop duo called Hooked Like Helen. And let's hear what they got. Let's listen to Tear This Place Apart. I don't really love not finishing what I start, but I don't know. I guess this synth is kind of cool. It's good for what it is. It's just not my cup of tea, if you will. Let's see, what else have we got? I don't like the hi-hat like that. I mean, there are so many songs with that trap music hi-hat, and I think that the only one I like is the remix of the Me song. That's the Me's from, hang on one sec. Let me grab some YouTube for you guys. I don't think I can play the rap with the remix, but I can definitely play you just the, let's find the Me song remix without the rap. Alright, yeah, this is the one, All That Swag instrumental. Oh yeah. Okay, that's kind of cool. How much is left? That's not that much left. I'll finish what I started. Hello again. I just want to clarify that all of the opinions expressed on this show are wholly my own, and not those held by all of WMFO. There are people at this radio station who like all kinds of music, and I think that's awesome. And we have like other shows that aren't just music shows. We have talk shows. We have it all, really. And but this is the new music that's sent to my inbox, my WMFO inbox. But I figure, I don't know. I think, I get so much that if there's something that isn't quite the most amazing thing I've ever heard, I figure there's room to, move on to something else that might be a hidden gem, just like that last one that we got last time. Whatever that was, I quite enjoyed it. And this is the Me Song remix. I'm gonna find a PSA and read it to you guys with this in the background. Heck yeah. Alright, what do we got? We have a big binder of PSAs, by the way. It's really wild. Should never have to... Ooh, here's one about phone calls. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency to ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently? If you are off campus, dial 911. Although dialing your college's public safety number will eventually send emergency services, there may be a delay in getting the needed resources to you. Those seconds may be extremely important if it means life or death. So if you have an off-campus emergency, please dial 911. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Speaking of wonderful police work, I don't know. I haven't seen any updates on the story, but was that yesterday? Couldn't have been. This week's really blending together now. Yeah, no, yesterday there was a bank robbery in Davis Square and an active shooter. He got away too. We got like Tufts text alerts saying, don't leave your house, don't go to Davis Square. And apparently there was one shot when he was firing at police, attempting to, and I guess succeeding at getting away. And there were like five or six helicopters in the sky, and they were moving around, looking around, and at one point they formed like a circle, which is kind of cool. Wild stuff, really. I guess, bank robberies, huh. I guess that happens anywhere, really. But Davis Square, of all places. Why not? They shut down the T and everything. They sent out an alert saying, like, we have a suspect in custody. You guys can go about your days. And then about an hour later, they're like, we have released our suspect from custody. The perpetrator is still on the loose. It's like, oh, cool. Good stuff. My friend was on campus, and like, I mean, people saw like motorcade of police, but he saw like a coach bus, an FBI coach bus, like proper FBI coach bus, like just decked out with all the technology that you could imagine, really. And it was like FBI colors, and just, huh, cool. Wild stuff, really. Cool way to start off my Wednesday. Yeah, who would have thought, right? Who would have thought? Coming up next, we're gonna listen to Evan. This is the rap. Oh, they hold that swag around and around. He's up in the sky. flying on a swag dragon. Yeah, it's called Swag Dragon. So much swag.
People of the now don't need a thing. They
Now that was a really cool song. That was Cures Diseases by Remnos. And their new album, Waiting on the Wind, will be out Friday, June 14th, 2019. Very cool. I'm really, really excited to hear more of that. Wow. Very cool, very cool. And let's see, what's next? Ah, I got a fun little thing. Okay. Sometimes when they send it in, it has fun. Okay, so this next song is called Hippopotaman. And it says, the song is about needing the strength of a superhero to overcome adversity in life. The Hippopotaman has that very strength. In my finer moments, I am him. Cool. Let's see it. There's a pop-up blocker. Don't block my pop-up. Just open it. Darn. There we go. This one's already on Spotify. Hippopotaman by Late King Daisy.
Evil.
That was pretty cool. I like that. That was Late King Daisy with Hippopotaman. I'm going to reply to his email saying like, if only we had the same strength as Hippopotaman. Just cause I can. What genre would you say that was? It was described in the email as alternative to folk/country? Americana? I don't know. But it did remind me of... The voice reminded me of this band called Lori Plucari. I don't know where they're... I think they're from Finland. That would make sense from the name. Totally, I don't know why it reminded me, but I now am going to play a song by them. This is Lori Plucari. Yeah. Huh. Funny stuff. Finnish. And yeah, I'm finished making fun of Finnish people. Not that I was making fun of them. It's cool. It's a very cool song. I really like it, honestly. Let's see what this one. Bedokin Boys. Electronic dance post rock. Oh, like Ariel Pink. I played, that was the first song I started off the hour with last hour. Yeah, let's give them a try. Let's listen to their song. Ooh, which song do they want me to play most? Let's see. I think this one, No Show. Let's check that out. This is No Show by Bedokin Boys. Thank you.
on my fur coat, go downtown. Show me love. Check my phone, see what's going on. Nothing's going on. Everybody posting baby pictures. I got nothing to post. Nothing to post. Everybody says you ain't no good. What do they know? You're perfect from your head to your toe. They can go to hell. They can go to hell.
Well, that's almost the end of the show. This is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM, Medford, WMFO, Medford, Somerville, Tufts. You name it, it's here. 91.5 FM radio, telephones, music, new and old, emails, internet, radio broadcasts into space. Let's play a little bit of a song from the Claypool Lennon Delirium to finish off the set. Speaking of, Claypool Lennon Delirium is doing a tour with the Flaming Lips. Very exciting, over the summer. Hoping to see them. Don't know if I'm going to see them in Boston or in Port Chester. It's in August. Very exciting. Anyway, here's a bit of this song, and then I'll turn it over to Rose for the next show.